Okay, today's daf is Psachim daf Lamed Dalet. Psachim 34, as we continue in Parakal Shah, the last daf that's fully related to Inyanim of Chametz, and we're continuing really discussions of Truma, as we had the previous day, and then Beth Hashem on the next daf Lamed Hey, we start getting into Matzah and Maror for the first time in this Masechta. Okay, let us get into Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. About 6 lines up for the bottom, the Gemara says, Gufa Madlikin. So we just quoted this Brisa up above, Madlikin Bapas Ubeshemet Shal Truma Shedit Meis. The Gemara said that one is allowed to use bread or oil of Truma that became Tamei. Right, as we mentioned, Truma is Dagan Tirish Yis. It's a Dagan wheat, bread. So somebody has Truma bread or oil of Truma, that became Tamei, so what do you have to do with it? So we know, Truma Tamei has to be burned, says the Gemara. Abaya, Amar Mishay Dechizki of Rava, Amar Debei, Rebbe Yitzchak Bar Marsa, Amar Avhuna, Lo Shanu El Apas. First opinion is that bread you could use for fuel. You could put it into the fire in order to heat whatever you're heating. So Avhuna says that's only bread. Aval Chiti Lo. But raw wheat, one would not be able to use for firewood. Why? Shema Yavo Bahen L'Dei Takala. Because maybe you might come to a takala, you might come to use it, right? Why? Because bread is going to become disgusting and inedible, right? When you put it into the fire. Well, wheat kernels, wheat stalks, so that might be toasted. Toasted wheat stalks, it's a delicacy. So v'chiti lo, you can't do that. Therefore, shema yavali de takala. So you cannot use it in a fire that you're going to get hanah from, because you might reach in and take some of it. Rabbi Yochanan amar afilu chiti. Rabbi Yochanan's not worried about it, and therefore he says you could even use chiti, right? Even though it does not become ruined right away. Says the Gemara of Yamai, Nechash Doma Asi Ben Ledei Takala. Why isn't he worried about Takala also? Is he worried about possibly coming to use it? Says the Gemara, really he would be. Normally he is, but you're right, here it's a specific case. Kedam Rav Ashi, like Rav Ashi said elsewhere, Bishaliksa Uma Ista. We're talking about a case that after it became Tameh, you then cooked it, and then you threw it amongst the firewood. So there, it's not going to be, edible, even when it comes to chitim, and that's why you're allowed to do it. Just like there, Rav Ashi says in a different place, Hachanami b'shalikzumista. So to hear, that's what took place. So what about the first opinion? The first opinion, you're still choshesh there, even though it's not going to be edible. Why? Because, says Rashi on the second line, Dilma achli mekami delish lekinu, right? Maybe you might come to eat it beforehand, o b'shash ha-shulchan, while you're cooking it. But we're still worried about takala. Right? So that is the machlokes amoraim. Look, earlier we had a similar machlokes back in the first parak on Daf Yud Aleph, when we spoke about the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in terms of Bedikas Chametz, and is it a good idea to do Bedika even after the Zman HaIsser, or are we worried that if you're going to find Chametz, so you might come to eat it? Are we worried about Takala? Or do we say no? If you're Machazer all of the Sarfo, if you're going after it to try to search and destroy it, are you going to come, are you going to eat it? That was also, we had a discussion of Takala earlier in this Masechta. Again, Daf Yud Aleph, and here on Daf Lama Gimel. Good. Where did Rav Ashi make his original statement about Shliksa Uma Ista? Right here we have it, just like he says it over there, so to over here. Where's the over there? Aha, on the following Dom Rabbi Abin Barav Acha Am Rabbi Yitzchak Abishol Gabol Shal Beis Rabbi Haya. Abishol was a great kneader with a K. Great kneader. V'hayu mechamin lo chamin b'chitin shal truma tamea. They used to heat him up. Mechamin lo chamin. They used to heat him up hot water to use in the baking process with truma tamea wheat. Chitin. Lalush bohen isa b'tahara. In order to knead the isa b'tahara. He was used to keep his isa on the level of tahara. Right, even though Rashi says Avavisha Rebbe Ochel Chulin Betar, even though he was on that level, he wasn't choshesh that these tamei chitim would touch the itza. Right? Why not? Why wasn't he worried? Or was he worried about the truma becoming tamei with the fuel? So a couple. Let's finish the Gemara first, then we'll get back to that question. So the Gemara says, Amai Nechush. The Gemara asks it, but we'll see what the Rishonim ask a similar question. Amai nechush duma asi behu lidei takala. Why aren't they worried? Asi lidei takala, they might come to use not only. Are the Rishonim asked the question of, aren't we worried about touching? But here we're asking, what about the chitim itself? the chitim of Shumat Tameo. Why aren't we worried about somebody partaking of that, right? Don't chitim get toasty and they're good to eat? Ravashi, b'shalikso me'ista. That's where Ravashi said it. It's a case where it is cooked and then put in, therefore it becomes nim'as afterwards, after it's in the fire, so we're not worried about anybody taking some of the chitim directly. But what about the other case? Why aren't we worried if somebody is ochel chulin betara, so why aren't we worried about the fuel touching any of the food inside? So says the Tosfos, 2 days. Tosfos here and Rashi here. First let's do Tosfos. Tosfos says in the second Tosfos, Mechama lochamin, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Dilakoanim shall be Yisrael Yahyu Osin. It must be that Abishol made this for the Kohanim of Beis Rebbe. The Kohanim, why? Because if it was the Yisraelim, Dil Yisrael, Lo Sharya El Hanosh, Yeno Shokilui. So point number one, Tosfos says, this must have been for the Kohanim, because the Yisrael is not allowed to get Hanah. Again, Hanah from Truma Tameah. Truma Tameah belongs to a Kohen. The Yisrael lo sharya el Hanah she'ino shel kilui. Yisrael is only allowed to get Hanah from Truma, which is not a Hanah that consumes it as one benefits from it. Kimo, for example, Eruv. Like the Mishnah we had in the third parak in Eruvin, to Ma'arvin li Yisrael b'truma, that a Yisrael is allowed to use truma as his Eruv, to set aside for his Eruv. So that is a Hanah that he gets. It's somewhat intangible also, but it's a symbolic setting aside of his food, but he's not going to consume that. So that's why he can get Hanah. Aval Hanah shel kilui, but a Hanah where it is destroyed or consumed, as one gets Hanah, kigon lahachal b'amto, like to give it to his animal, o lahadlik asu li Yisrael. A Jew, a Yisrael, is not allowed to get that kind of benefits. The Tosfos says it must be, in our case, that Abishol is making this for the Kohanim of Beis Rebbe. And then Tosfos discusses two different deos where this Isser might flow from. If you look in the Pnei Yeshua here, Pnei Yeshua suggests, before we get to Rashi, who deals with the similar issue, the Pnei Yeshua here, dealing with Tosfos' question, says, V'lechora milashen Rashi lo mashmikein. Rashi doesn't say a word about the Kohanim, mikatakasav lahedya, because the Rashi that we just already read, even though Rebbe eat Edoch Lebetara, he wasn't choshesh for the chitim touching. Sounds like from that first half of the Rashi, the first skinny lines that we read, that he was doing this for the base Rebbe. Base Rebbe, they were not Kohanim. Rebbe was from, Malchus base David, right? They weren't Kohanim. What about Rabbeinu Tam's question? Continues the Pnei Yeshua that a Yisrael should not be able to get such benefit of Truma Tameya. A Yisrael is only allowed to get Hana'a She'ena Shel Kilui. And here it's Shel Kilui, here is being consumed. Says the Pnei Yeshua, I think the whole Isser of Hana'a Shel Kilui for a Yisrael is an Isser de Rabbanan. Vahai Drasha de Mishmeres Shumosai de Maisi Rikan. In the continuation of Tosfos, the drushas that are given, says the Pnei Yeshua, I think that is Asmachta Ba'alma. It's an Asmachta, and therefore, Pashas of Rashi. Rashi says it's really talking about Truma of, it's really talking about Yisraelim getting it, and there's usually an Isser de Rabbanan. But you know what you might have to say here? Says the Pnei Yeshua, Nukimta. Nukimta of, we're talking about some type of Truma de Rabbanan also. So for Truma de Rabbanan, and the Isser of Hestamshas but Truma is only de Rabbanan, so Rabbanan were makel here. How do you get Truma de Rabbanan? Imi, we're talking about Truma's Chutz La'aretz, and therefore, we're not going to be Machmer for Isser Anah Shel Kilui V'chulu, right, or some other, Tuma de Rabbanan. Either way, it's a double de Rabbanan, says the Pnei Yeshua, and that's why maybe we wouldn't be Machmer, and we would allow a Yisrael to benefit even Hana'ah Shel Kilui. That is Tosfos, and explaining how Rashi would defend it, that is the Pnei Yeshua. But if you look at Rashi himself, Rashi has another point. Rashi says, in the continuation of that Rashi, why aren't we worried that the chitim are going to touch? So the issue we were just dealing with was, why are we allowed that the Yisraelim are allowed to benefit Bechlau? So Rashi is dealing with the issue of, what about the chitim touching? Rashi says, debatzle lehu mitoras ochel velo mitamu. It loses its status of tumah. It's not ochel anymore. Right when it's used for firewood, so it no longer has the chitin, no longer have the status of ochel, and therefore it does not transmit the tumah. Okay, Bezra, we'll have to come back to that line in a couple of lines of the Gemara where we have a similar discussion, and then we'll see what the Achronim have to say on it. One other ha'ara, very important ha'ara here, the Karnei Re'im. In the back of the Gemara says that, what does it say here? B'shlikto me'ista. right when we make it ma'us, so that is good enough. We're talking over here about truma shenitmes. We've spoken in the past, how ma'us does something have to have, become? How does, if you have chametz, if you have pasha ifsha, so how ma'us does that have to become in order for it to lose its status? Ask the Karnei Re'eim, Shari B'Pasha Ifsha Amr, if you remember looking back on Daf Tezvav, we said by bread that upash that becomes moldy, Shekala Kelev Yachola Ochel, Adayim Shem Ochel Oleha. As long as a dog can still eat it, it's still called Ochel. But why here, if it's Nimas, Rashi says, it was Ibeid, it was Neva, the Shem Ochel disappears. It doesn't sound like it becomes Eino Roy Lachilas Kelev. It sounds like right when you throw it into the fire. Explains the Karnei Re'eim, Shekavanas Rachi Sha'acha Shenisrefu Achitim. After the Chitim are burned, it loses the Shem Ochel. Doesn't sound that way from Rashi. Sounds like it becomes Nimas even before the process where it's totally charcoal. So explain some of the other Achronim, the Hartzvi and others, beautifully. Sherak, no, when an Ochel is Nifsad Me'elav, so when it becomes moldy and ruined by itself, so then it does not lose its Shem Ochel as long as it's still Roy Lachilas Kelef. But where a person is actively doing a pe'ula biyadayim to remove its shem ochel, uli ya'adola eitzim, and to designate it for wood, firewood, so then it loses its shem ochel even if it's ro'i lekalim. That's the explanation, which is meaning it's a halachic issue. It's not just a reality metzias issue. When does something lose its status? There might be a difference between something that happens b'meila and something that happens actively bepe'ula sa'osa. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Abaya bar Avin, Virav Chananya bar Avin, Tanu Trumas bei Rabba. They were learning Trumas in Rabba's yeshiva. Right? They will. Halavai. We should learn first the Masechtas with Bavli, and then we got to learn the Masechtas without Bavli. But they were learning Trumas, right? A Masechta that does not have Gemara. Well, they were the Gemara. That's why they didn't have it. Pagabu Rava bar Masna. Rava bar Masna meets them. Amar lahu, mi amris, my amrisa betrumas to meimar. Ah, what are you saying here today? What you learn in yeshiva about shrumos? Amrulei, my kashalacha. What, you have any specific problems? And they threw the question back on him. What, you have any mishnah that bothers you? We'll let you know if the Rebbe said anything or if we figured anything out. Amrulei says, yeah, there is a mishnah towards the end of the Masechta that's bothering me. The mishnah says, Amrulei, tnan, shtile shrumos shenitma'u. If you have truma, little saplings of truma, that became tame. Obviously, they were already detached, because you can't be mafresh truma when it is still attached to the ground. So shetile truma shenitma'u. So they became tame, and like Rashi says, shtile kruv, a creation, you have cabbage, shtilim, or karish, leek. And what happened? They became tame, bishaslan. So what do? I replant them in the ground. I put them back in the ground, says the Mishnah, tahorim milatame v'yasurim milachol. They're no longer tame. Because once I put it back in the ground, it becomes tahar, right? It loses its status. It's kind of like a klicheres going back into the kiln. It becomes renewed. It's a new item. It's like back in the ground. And tahar militame. Vi asur milecho. But one cannot eat it. Who's the one? Who cannot eat it? So the havamin is that we're still talking about the kohanim. Kohanim cannot eat it. So that's why the question that Rava Bar Masna asked was, v'chimi acher, tahar militame, am I asur milecho? If they're tahar, so why can't kohanim eat it? They could eat truma tahora, or is this not truma? So amrulei hachi amar Rabba. This is what Rabba said in the yeshiva when he gave shir on trumas. My asurin lazarim. Rabba said, no. What does it mean? Asur. It means it was asur to a zar. It's asur to a zar, meaning it still has the status of truma. So what is the Gemara saying? According to the pshat of the Mishnah, when you replant truma tameya, it is no longer tamei, even though it is still truma. The question is, how do you have that in-between status? Rashi says, lo amrinan pak hashem truma minayu. How on the one hand, Asher Balchanan, how do you have this middle status? Right, if it's new, then it shouldn't even be truma anymore. It's something new. And if it's not new, then it should still be tameh. So how do you have this middle case? Umivuar. He says the Rabbi Chanan, da'al yedei chiburo lakarka, lo batal mitaras ochel. It's still called an ochel, even though it's mechubar lakarka. Di nema de pakim imenu taras ochel, amai asur lazarim. Umuchach mizeh, de mechubar lakarka tar, afilu kshu ochel ukli. even if something doesn't lose the status of its being an ochel or a kli, it becomes tahar. Da'al yedei chibur on lakarka batli mitoras ochel. No, you don't say that, as Rashi says here. So therefore he says, how do you have this middle status? So he describes it, but he doesn't really explain it. Says the Stipler, says the Kilas Yaakov, I'll tell you the difference. Because they're totally on different requirements. Sheishchilek bein din tuma le'isser. There's a difference between tuma v'tara and isser v'heter. Eating this, considering this truma is an issue of isser v'heter. Considering it tuma or tar, right, that's in the world of tuma v'tara. What's the difference? Says the Stipler, lafisha hanemar b'chol hi isurin. Kishabatel mehem shem ochel bater isurim. When something loses its status of an ochel, it loses its status of isur. That's only where zeo rakashi efshe lesakein osam sheyeshuv lios ochel. That's only if you cannot even foresee in its future it's re-becoming an ochel. If it in the future can be an ochel again, it does not lose its shem ochel. V'nishar aleim ha-isur mikodem, the isur still applies. That's why, even though you put it into the ground, it's still called truma. That's an isur v'heter question. Is it usur or mutter? It's still called truma for a Yisrael. Why? Because you can just rip it out. It's still the still ochel. Aval, but when it comes to tumentara, you don't look at the future, you look at the present. What is happening now? Kol she'ata ein sham ochel aleihem batel tumasam. Right now, it's in the ground. Right now, it's a plant. It's not separate ochel, and therefore batel tumasam al af she'efshe l'saknam she'yeshuv lios ochel. Even if afterwards it can become ochel, and he proved this from pas she'efshe. Even though right now it is eino roi for anything, but because it can be mechametz, so you have to get rid of it on Pesach. Ulam eino metamas, kivish eino roi la'achila. So again, you find this chilukum of isser v'heter and tumah v'tara, where you can have the same status, but for different areas of halacha, you would have different answers. Remember, we had a couple of days ago, we had last week, the important horrors of the Menachas Chinuch, where the Menachas Chinuch discussed Savik Tumah versus Arabim, Savik Tumah versus Yachid, and he said even there you might say that even if you would say Tar in a Tumah V'Tara question, you might say Asur in a Isser V'Heter question. If there is an overlap between questions of Tumah V'Tara and Isser V'Heter, so one might have different answers to those questions, right? We had that in the sugyas of Rabbi Chanina Skanakonim in the end of the first parak, right? That was at the Yud Tesimah Beis. We discussed that in Reis Sama Gimel Os Lamed Dalin in the Minchas Chinuch. Okay, important Ha'ara of the Stipler, and now we continue. So, what did Gemara say? This was the problem he had a question with, this Mishnah at the end of Trumas and Perek Tes, where you put it back you put Truma Tameya back into the ground, so it's tar, but it is usher to eat. Why? Why can't Kohanim eat it? So it must be that no, really means usher to Zarim. Good. Now the Gemara continues. Umay Kamashlan, what do you mean? What's the chiddush of that? Gidule Truma Truma? Is the chiddush that Gidule Truma, something that grows from Truma, is still Truma? It doesn't gain a new status of non-truma tanina. We learned that already in the Mishnah earlier in that same perek. Gidule truma truma. It says beferish that growths of truma, when it's in the ground, is truma itself. Gidule truma truma. V'chitem, and if you want to say, v'chitem a gidule gidulin, it's the double steps. Gidule gidulin. What's gidule gidulin? I put a bulb into the ground. Rashi says, let's say I have an onion, and then that produces new bulbs. And those new bulbs are attached to the original bulb, to the mother bulb. Those new bulbs are gidule gidulin. So is that the chiddush? Umay kamash malon bedavar she'ein zaro kala. And the chiddush is by something where the original zera, the original bulb, the original seed remains. In that case, even gidule gidulin at the status of truma. Hanami tanina. We also learned that in that same mishnah. Hatevel gidulav mutarin bedavar she'zaro kala. Tevel, you know, the isser of tevel. We mentioned it yesterday. It's gidule. If I take tevel and I replant it, whatever grows from the tevel is mutter. Bidavar shezaro kala. By something where the seed, the original principle, disintegrates in the ground. Avo bidavar she'ein zaro kala. Afilu giduli gudulin asurin v'achila. But where the original item stays and remains in the ground, so even the bulbs from the bulbs, because you're doing a rasser, so you know that too. So what's the chiddush of this Mishnah, Perek Tes, Mishnah Zion, in Trumos? We already know Gidule Truma Truma, we already know Gidule Gidulin, where Ein Zarakala, and that's what we think it's talking about here. So Ishtiku, they did not have an answer. They were learning Trumas in Yeshiva, and they still did not have an answer to the question. Rashi notes here, before we get to a pshat of the question, Rashi notes here that the halacha of Gidule Truma Truma is a din derabanan. The Dindar Abana, because what's going to happen? A Yisrael is going to be Mafresh's Truma. He's going to have Truma now that he should be given to the Kohen, but instead he's going to try to be Mafsid the Kohen. So he's going to replant it, and he's going to gain a lot more from the plant. If you would say that, if keep it on the Daraisa of Gidule Truma or not Truma, then it would grow Chulin. So that's why Midra Abana, they say Gidule Truma Truma, so that nobody tries this. Shalola Hafsid es a Kohanim. That's why you have that halacha on a Darabana level. You don't need that halacha by Tevel. Right, because it's tevel before it starts, and it's tevel after it starts. That's what Rashi says. Avo gidule tevel chulin hein. Gidule tevel er chulin, and hare kisha kotsrin, kishar tvua, vokhmen er rashi imarchim. Even though if you have tevel, and it's, let's say it's tevel that already had, gemar malacha, so you're not allowed to eat any of it until you take off trumas from Isis, if you'd replant that, so it's tevel again. Tevel again, and, it's new tevel. It's not the gidule tevel, and therefore you'd be able to eat from it arai in a snacking way until you do gemar malacha. You don't need that chumra derabanan by tevel. You only have it by truma. Important ha'ar in Rashi. So ishtiku. So they did not have an answer. These rabbanan that were learning trumas. So amrulei midi shaymelacha bahas. They say back to the questioner. Why did you hear something? Did you ever hear pshat of why that's what's the pshat of that mishnah? What's the chiddush of that mishnah? So amrulei says yes. Actually, hachi amar Rav Sheshes. I heard a pshat from Rav Sheshes. A different pshat. What do we say asurin means? First, we thought asurin means the kohanim, and then we said no, it means the zarim. They can't eat it because it still has the status of truma, even though it's tahar. Rav Sheshes says I have another pshat. No, like we originally thought. My asurin asur la kohanim. The kohanim cannot eat this. What do you mean the kohanim can't eat it? Isn't it tahar? The lundus of the kilas Yaakov. Yeah, that's true. It is tahar, but there's another problem with the truma. Ho'el v'ifsilu lehu behesach hadas. Because there was a hesach hadas about this truma, it wasn't focused on, so either maybe it became tamei again, or not. Pashas is that hesach hadas, as we'll see in a minute, hesach hadas per se is a problem. The fact that the truma wasn't focused on, so that itself creates a psul. Rashi says, when did this hesach hadas take place? So the pashas, what's the pashas of the Gemara? When did the hesach hadas take place? I think the pashas is like what the Bnei Yeshua says here. Even after he quotes Rashi, the pashas is, there was hesach hadas when it was planted. When you planted it, you had hesach hadas. Miyu, lule pirish Rashi, bazeh, without, if I didn't look in Rashi, which we didn't look in yet, so let's not look yet. First we'll do the Pnei Yeshua. Hayanira li dahai hesach hadas dahacha, lav mishum. It's not when it became tummy originally, you had hesach hadas. No. We'll get back to Rashi in a second. Elohat gamar hacha, shnitzlu hesach hadas, hainu kagon shashaslan. When you plant it, this truma, Tamea, when you replant it now, you don't focus on it anymore. Omehai shaita vada meikara asichdai tevelo avidle shimur. You didn't do shimur at that moment. That's the pashas, I think, of the Pnei Yeshua. Rashi does not want to say that. Rashi says, when is there hesach hadas? Kishen nitmeu mitchila hisiach daito mehen shuv milashomran. When they became tamei originally, the person had hesach hadas from guarding them, v'nifsalin, hesach hadas. And they became tamei from hesach hadas. Why? As the pasuk says, by truma es mishmeres trumosai avid leshimer v'lo tosiach da'itcha to shimer. Well, we mentioned last week the Ramban in Chulin on Daf Beis, when the Ramban says it is a hesach hadas by kachim, even if you can, I don't know, verify that the truma didn't touch it, but hesach hadas itself is an undermining and a lack of shmira, and that's what you need by kachim. You need shmira learned out from this pasuk by truma. By Shumos, Esh Mishmeres Shumosai, you need to have Shimur, and even in a situation of Suffolk is a lack of Shimur. So that's the problem here, why the Kohanim, when they plant it, or when it becomes Tamei, they're not allowed to partake of it anymore because Nifsal Hesach Hadas. Look at some of the Mefarshim of Salvechik in the Siach HaGrid talks about this by Tzafun. By Tzafun, you put it away, you create a Hesach Hadas for the Afikomen, feel free to look there. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara Hanicha. So what do we say? The Mishnah says that the Kohanim are not allowed to partake of it because of the Hesach Hadas. So Hanicha Lamanta Omar. Hesach Hadas Psul Haguf HaVei Shafir. This fits according to the opinion that Hesach Hadas is a Psul Haguf. as we're about to see. Psul aguf means an inherent psul in the chefza of the item. Ava elo leman de amar hezakadas psul tumave Michael Meimar. But if you say hezakadas, it's just a psul tuma, which means it's a psul that there's a chash that there was tuma, so the gavra must be no heg tuma. Right, because he doesn't know otherwise. So Michael Meimar, so then why should you have to say that asur on lakonim? Just verify that it did not become tame. Right, Michael Meimar, de itmar. Because after all, we have a machlokas amoraim hesach hadas. Rabbi Yochanan amar psul tomahave, Rish Lakish, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish amar psul agufave, machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan amar psul tomahave. Rabbi Yochanan says it's a psul tumah. What does that mean? Hesach hadas by tshuma is a psul, or kashem is a psul tumah. That means that we have to be noheg tumah. It's kind of like a hachra'a. It's not a birur. It's not a psul inherently in the item. It's that the gavra has to be knowing a psul. And therefore, shim yavo Eliyahu v'yitaharena shomen lo. And if Eliyahu would come and say it's tar, we would listen to him. Reb Shimon, that is Reb Yochanan Shita. Reb Shimon Lakish Omer Psul Aguf Av. Reb Yochanan Shimon Lakish says, no, it's a Psul Aguf. It's an inherent Psul. Shim Yabo Eliyahu Vitarene Shomun Lov. If Eliyahu would come and even be Mitar, we would not listen to him because it's not a suffix. It's a din. It's a din. It's a birur. I shouldn't say a birur. Birur means that there was clarity that a dafka became. No. This is saying once it's Hesach Hadas is a posel. Hesach Hadas says it is us. So the Gemara points it out that whole suggestion of Rav Sheshes only works well with Rabbi Yochanan, with the Hesach Adas Psul Haguf Havi, with Reish Lakish, and not with Rabbi Yochanan, period. Are we allowed to learn halachas from Eliyahu Hanavi? Interesting. Maybe Eliyahu Hanavi will come. So we mentioned in the past the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuvas, a Chelik Vav, Simen Tzadi Ches, where he says that Eliyahu has two forms. Eliyahu has a neshama form, and he has a guf form. At all brisot, and at all times when Eliyahu Hanavi comes, when he's invisible, that's only coming his neshama. Doesn't come, his guf stayed here. But when he went up in the chariot of fire and went up to Shemayim, the guf stayed within the realm of this universe, and the neshama went up. So when he comes, he's invisible, so then we say that he doesn't have to, he cannot teach us anything. Because he's not in this world. And he's not subject to mitzvos. And he's not subject, the Gemara says, an erev into the laws of Tchumen. Because he's in his neshama state. And we can't see him. But there are many stories in Shas about Amoraim or Tanoim meeting Eliyahu Hanavi. The Gemara says that, right, sometime Eliyahu Hanavi appeared in the Shuk and they asked him who's a Ben Olam Haba, and he said, yeah, those people over there, and what do? They make people laugh, they make people smile. There are a lot of stories about Eliyahu Hanavi. Right, the Gemara in Brachas, on Daf Gimel, right? You don't have to go too far into Shas to meet Eliyahu Hanavi. Right, Rabbi Yossi was davening, and right, he met Eliyahu Hanavi, right? The second Daf in Shas. What happens? He says, Tanya Amar Rabbi Yossi, Pamachazidim Halech Baderech, Venechnasi Lechor Va'achat Vichorvas Yushalayim. I went into one of the Churvas of Yushalayim, one of the Churvas list Palil, Ba Eliyahu Zachur Latov. V'sham Ali Ela Pesach, Eliyahu Hanavi stood there and waited for me and waited for me to finish. And afterwards he said, how are you? Shalom Alecha Rebbe. And he says, why are you going to the Churva, to Davin? He says, he shouldn't have, and I learned three things from him. We know the Gemara. So Eliyahu Hanavi also appears in the physical realm. So when he appears in the physical realm, he never died. Eliyahu Hanavi Lomeis. So that from there, we can learn halachas when he's in the physical realm. Fine. And that Gemara learns halachas from him. That's one chilek. There's another chilek. The Maariv Chayes says, over there, on Daf Gimel, Maariv Chayes there in Brachas Daf Gimel suggests that when you allow to learn halachos from Eliyahu Hanavi, let me just find it. What do you let him in halachos? Near Be'ena, he says, first look in Rashi in Shabbos Daf Chof Ches, where Rashi quotes on the line of Ashiol Yovel Eliyahu Yomar. Rashi says, Isser Beheter Ein Talibo, Delo Bashamayim He. Right? Isser, you can't learn halachos from Eliyahu Hanavi. How does the Gemara here learn halachos? The Efshal Omer says the Maariv Chayes, De'im Eliyahu Omer Dine Mitzad HaNevuah, Azai Shayech Lo Bashamayim He. If Eliyahu Hanavi is coming to tell me something based on Nevuah, then you can't learn from him. That's Lo Bashamayim He. The Gemara says about Messiah, Ve'imrat Nanavi Rishon L'Chadish Davar. But if he is just coming, even right in his physical form, that's what the Gemara over there, right? They saw him. It doesn't sound like it was a vision. It sounds like it was an actual occurrence. Avalim Omer Milsa B'Taima Masha Shama Mipichachal Machirim. But if he says something that's logical, that's not based on Nevuah, that he heard from other Chachamim, that he had a discussion with, Azai Shomin Lo, then you listen to him. Kelosha Masina, like it says in Erev and Membez, Deras Hashas Lomar, Dahanu Shev Shmaitza, El Yo Amra, Mashashem, Bebesa Medrash, Yor, what it says in the Bebesa Medrash. So it depends. You have to know exactly in what realm is he talking. Is he talking with his Nevuah hat on? Is he talking with his reality, Mitzias hat on? That's another chiluk you could have. You could have physical or spiritual, or even in the physical realm, right? Is he talking with which hat is he talking? Amar Tzchayis. Also, this is a Amar Tzchayis topic, right? The learning from Eliyahu Hanavi, and also his topics are any Torah Shabbat, Pet Torah Shabbat, Chsav types of halachas. That's where he likes to comment. There's another Amar Tzchayis also. If you look in Yevamos and Daf Mem Aleph, the Gemara there is talking about Havchana, the Takana Durabanan of waiting 3 months after a woman is previously married. Right? Even before doing Chalitza, not just before getting married because you want to make sure who the father is, but even where you're not going to get remarried. That's the din. 3 months separation between the different marriages. Says Maariv Chai is there. Kfar Biarti. The Chiburai Torah Neviim. In the Sefer Torah Neviim. To Kocho Shel Eliyahu. This is another Chilik. A third chilek, rak levarer hasveikosu, veloshos l'shanos ha-halachos. You know what Eliyahu is going to do, and when we would trust him, when he's just going to clear up a reality for us, not tell us what a halacha is. So, for example, tumenta, you're not sure you have a suffix about something? Then he'll tell you, he'll clear up that suffix about a reality. But to tell me what's the halacha in a certain case, based on svara, so that's not what Eliyahu does. That's what he says. He says here, the kochel Eliyahu rak levaras sveikus below the shanos ha-halachos, the kvar nizkra svar aluzuk am mishnah lamalach and hilchas ishus v'yim kain. And therefore, if somebody marries two sisters, b'kidesh achas mishnei achios, davi safek levad v'yuchel Eliyahu levara ezamim kidesh. So that would work. And there's a something about which woman he married first. But if it doesn't matter, like 3 months. 3 months is a din derabanan. You have to wait between marriages, even if you're not going to get married right after the 3 months. Like chalitza, it's gzeiras chachamim. You have to wait. Sricha lahamtin afilu b'ktana de la basiburehu v'lo pluk chachamim b'gzeirasan u'b'ki agavna ein koch b'yachal Eliyahu l'shanos gzeirasan v'zeh borer. And Eliyahu Navi is only going to tell us about sveikas, but if it's not totally on that, even if it's a suffix, even if we know for sure the halacha won't change, then Eliyahu Navi won't be able to tell us. Again, this is part of the larger issue of learning halachas from Nevuah, Navi, right, the Loba Shamayimi Gemara, in Tanur Shalachnoi, but Metziah Daf Nun Tes, this is part of, do you learn halachas from dreams? Do you learn halachas from, with any heavenly intervention? Good. Interesting, ha'ara. Okay, just one story. Somebody, noted to me that last week, there was a story that was in some of the newspapers that one more, the Wednesday of the 9 days, Rav Chaim Kanievsky seems to be, takes a little power nap every afternoon for a couple of minutes, maybe. And when he woke up last week during the 9 days, he told his grandson, please bring me a cup of wine. Please bring me a cup of wine when it's the 9 days. He said, I finished Maseches Brachos in my dream. My dream, finished Maseches Brachos. How long did it take you? He says, don't ask such questions. So he didn't give an answer exactly how long it took him, but he felt he learned it in a dream, like a start to finish, and therefore he wanted to make a siyum. They say they asked Rav Steinman about this. He says Rav Chaim Kanievsky learning in a dream is good enough for a siyum. Like they say on the Arizal used to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. I sleep on Rosh Hashanah. No, they say the Arizal did more when he was sleeping than we do when we're awake. So that's why the Arizal is not to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. But the Minhag of Klal Yisrael is not to sleep and during the day on Rosh Hashanah, as is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Either way, that's not about a halacha about dreams, that's about something that happened in a dream. Right, we know there's different halachas about Tavas Chalom, but that was Rav Chaim Kanievsky's made a siyum on something that he learned in a dream. Amazing. Very interesting. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Esvi, Rabbi Yochanan, the Rosh Hashanah, Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan asks on his brother-in-law, on his Talmud, asks on Reish Lakish, who holds that it's a psul tuma. It's not a psul, I'm sorry, he holds it's a psul aguf, not a psul tuma. Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's a psul tuma, meaning that it's only a shash. So he asks on Reish Lakish, Rabbi Shua, Benosh, Rabbi Yochanan, Baruch Omer. What is the hole? Lo katan hayah ben kevesh lamizbeach. There was a little hole in the ground, right between the ramp, the kevesh and the mizbech, going up in ma'arav shel kevesh, on the west side of the ramp. Remember, the ramp went up on the south side of the mizbech, and it went up. So on the west side of that ramp, there was a little hole in the ground. Shesham ayu zorkin psule chatas ha'of. That's where they used to throw the chataos ha'of, the karbanos, the bird karbanos, chataos. That became pasul. They threw it in there. V'tu'ubar tsurasan. And then they waited for overnight. So then it really became vadai puzzle. The yotzim the beis hasreifa, and then they took it out to burn in the beis hasreifa outside of the azara. This is a tosefta meseches vachim. Why dafka was it over there? Because we know that Mishnah tells us in meseches vachim that there were chatas of was done at this spot. The Mishnah tells us in the sixth parak in Zvachim, that's where you have a lot of the halachas of chatas of, and then olas of, and the differences between the two. That's the seventh parak in Zvachim. So there it talks about chatas of haisan naasis al keren dromas ma'aravis. Why was the hole here? Because that's where the avoda of the chatas ha'of was done. Right? What was the avoda of the chatas ha'of? You squeeze the blood onto the mizbeach, and the language of the Mishnah is ein l'mizbeach el adama. Everything is eaten by the kohanim. Chatas ha'of is kashi kachim, so a kohen can eat everything except for the blood. Ein l'mizbeach el adama. But the Mishnah says b'chol makom ha'isak sheir el azera yizem makoma. Really, you can do chatas ha'of anywhere. You can do the malika anywhere. But this is where it was. This is where it was huza. This is where it was sprinkled. And then the Mishnah says u'shlosha dvarim ha'isa osa ha'keren mishameshes milamata. This keren, the southwest keren corner, that spot on the mizbeach was used for three things. Because again, most items were done on the east side, northeast side of the mizbeach. But there were three things that were done on the southwest side. What were they? Shlosha milamata and shlosha milamala. Three above the chutas sikra and three below the chutas sikra. What was milamata? Chatas oath. That was one of them. It was sprinkled below. Chatas behema. The zrikas are done above the chutas sikra. Chatas ha'of. Birds are opposite. Right, animals, chatas behema, the zrikas are done four on the karni hamizbeach, while olas behema is done under the chutas sikra, and by birds it's the opposite. Chatas ov is done under the chutas sikra, and olas ov is done above the chutas sikra. So what else was done at this corner, the southeast, southwest corner? Chatas ov, the hahagashos, that's where you brought a carbon mincha to. Karban mincha, the avodos of the karban mincha, kmitza, kabbalah, holach, and hagasha, right, you bring it close to the mizbeach, and then you burn it there, you burn the kometz there, and shiyari hadam, and on the bottom of the southwest corner, we know we say it in Ezel Makoma, and there were two holes in the yesod on the southwest corner. All the leftover blood of the karbanos were poured into this, into those holes, right, on the karbanos chitzonios were on the south one, and the chatos pnimios were born on the west hole. Either way, the holes were there. Those were the three things done on the southwest corner of the mizbeach. That's why the Tosefta here says, that's where the hole in the ground was. That if a chatas ha'of became tamei, you just put it into the ground. So now says the Gemara, four lines from the bottom. E amrit bishlama psul tumahav. If you say like amrit, says Rabbi Yochanan, that a chatas ha'of, and we think that's what are we talking about here? What type of psul are we talking about here? We're talking about a psul of hesachadas. That's what we think is being referred to here. So if you say that's a psul tumahav, meaning it's not an inherent psul, we just have to be no egg psul. And if Eliyahu Navi will come and tell us, maybe we'd figure it out. So mishum hachi bo yibritzura. That's why you can't burn it right away. You have to wait till overnight, so you kind of let it become pasul vadai memela. Right? You put it in there, so the next day it becomes vadai nosar, and for sure it is pasul, then you burn it. I understand why you have to wait, because it's not inherently psul, says Rabbi Yochanan. Ela'i amrit psul haguf, but if you say it's a psul haguf, it's an inherent psul, that hesachadas is a posel in the item, salam ali b'tzura. Why, Reish Lakish, do you need your b'tzura? Why do you have to wait? Vatanya, the Tosefta there says also, that's haklal, this is the rule. Kolshev, when do you ever need to, just in case, wait overnight? Kolshev, psula bagufo, if there's an inherent psul in the chefsa of the karban, yisarif miyad. You have to burn it right away. You are allowed to burn it right away. Bidamu babayla, but if there's an external psul, there's a problem with the blood, there's a problem with the owners, so then to ubar tsurasim, yozal beis hasreifa. So then you have to wait till overnight and then burn it the beis hasreifa, just to be sure, till it gets to the level of psul haguf. Overnight. So here, answer of Yochanan Reish Lakish, why do you have to wait? According to you, it's a psul haguf, and therefore you should be able to burn it right away. So answers the Gemara. No, who says that Tosefta is talking about hesachadas? Amalei, Haitana, Tana, Deve, Rabba, Barabuahu, to Amar, Avilu, Pigleton, Nibrit, Surah. Oh, maybe that, Tosefta, maybe it is talking about Hesach Hadas, but it's like the opinion that says everything needs Ibrit, Surah, even Pigle, which is the ultimate in Psul HaGuf. Still, you have to wait till overnight in order to burn a Psuli HaMukdashin, right? It's a Machlokas, and that Mishnah is going according to that opinion. Good, so we have Psul Machlokas, we have Rabbi Shlokas, Psul HaGuf, and Psul Tum. Interesting, the Chefza Gavra Machlokas here, that seems to be, it's a formula like that, but the Chefza Gavra Machlokas here, there's one place in Shas where it mentions Chefza Gavra, and that many are aware of. The one place in Shas is the first daf in Meseches Nidarim. The Darim, the Beis and the Beis, where the Gemara is talking about what's the difference between a Shvu and a Neder. Shvu and a Neder, so the Gemara says, Chefza Gavra, that's what the Gemara says, V'lisni, Kinu Shvu es Basa Nedarim, Aydi Ditan Nedarim, Demitzer Chefza Alei, Tanami Charamim, Demitzer Chefza Alei, Lafuki Shvua Te Ka'asar Nafshe Min Chefza. Right, the language of Chefza Gavra is there in a Darim on the Beis on the Beis. Again, this is a chiluk that was made famous by the Achronim, by the Salvation, by Reb Chaim, but really the concept of Chefza and Gavra is already in the Gemara. It comes up here. This is also basically Chefza Gavra, even though it doesn't say those words. And it comes up in the Rishonim. Many Rishonim discuss it. Right? We mentioned in the past the idea of the Nesivus of Isurei De'oraisa being Isurei Chefza. It's basically Rishonim, but the Nesivus made it well known. Isurei De'oraisa are Isurei Chefza, Isurei De'rabbanan are Isurei Gavra, because the Rabbanan don't have the power to change molecules of an item, so all they could do is to regulate behavior. And they say what should be normative behaviors. That's in the Gavra. That's why Yisroel Rabbanan or Gavra. Yisroel Daraisa can be looked at as focused on the Chefza. And these molecules are poison to my neshamas. That's the difference between an Yisroel Chefza and Yisroel Gavra. The Meshech Chachma, this we haven't quoted in a little while, so let's quote it now. The Meshech Chachma uses that idea of the Nesivus, of something inherently a problem versus something that is just a normative problem. On the Gavra, he uses that to explain the halacha of Lo Sasur, according to the Rambam. Right? The famous question that the Ramban asked on the Rambam, and that is the Rambam says in a few places, that if somebody does not listen to the Rabbanan, right, so then they are also violating an Isser D'Oraisa of Lo Sasur, right, in Parsha Shoftim. The Shaila is then, how do you ever have Chilukim between the Rabbanans and D'Oraisas? Right, Savi D'Oraisa L'Chumar, Savi D'Oraisa L'Kul, if every D'Rabbanan is a D'Oraisa, so then you should say that you never have a principle of Savi D'Rabbanan L'Kul. Explains the Meshech Chachma, like other Achronim, no, it's not true. The second that it's a case of Safek, then not listening to them is not a violation. The Iker of the Rabbanan, and he gives the mashal of listening to the Rabbanan, he gives the mashal of Morid B'Malchus. Morid B'Malchus, the king says someone wants to do something, and then the person doesn't listen to what the king wants. The king wants to build a highway here, the person doesn't want him to. So what's the halacha? The halacha is that the guy is Chayav Misa. What is Chayav Misa? Do you think the HaKadosh Baruch Hu really cares about this highway? Do you think he cares about the content of what the king wants? The answer is no, but that's not the point. The point of listening to a king is listening to the king, not so much the content of what the king is saying. Im kena mitzvah dafka lishmoa, aval ha'inyan atzmo, efshar, that it's not miskabel on ratzon abore. Right, the same thing with the Dinin Durabana of the rabbis. It could be that in a generation from now, the later rabbis, a Bezdin that is greater b'chachmo v'minyan, will overturn what it says, what the earlier Bezdin says. So you see, it's not eternal. It's just, the point is just to listen. And that's what he says, Matsanu Dugmaso Batari Nidoma Lazem HaShechmir Tor Lishmo B'Kol HaMelech Yosef HaShechmir Lishmo B'Kol HaChamim V'Chayavin Misa, says in the first parak in Yoshua, Shemin Megera V'Chulu, he says, why? Shema Ichmat L'Rachmana Am Yetze, right, what Shlomo HaMelech threatened Shimi, you go across the river, I'm going to kill you, right, what, I think Hashem really cares if he goes across the river? Halavai Lomer Shlomo Zeh V'Zeh Lo'ayim Esavim L'Kachas Bas Paro, and it led to terrible things. But what's the point? The point is, it's to listen, not so much the content. And that is what the Rambam means here too. If there's a Vadei Din D'Rabbanan and I don't listen, that's a Vadei Din Issur D'Oraisa, because I didn't listen. But the second that it's Safek, then built in, if I'm not sure, then that's not a violation, because the Iker of the Rabbanan is the Gavra focus, and not the Chefza, because if it's the Chefza, then I have to be worried that even by a Safek, this might be poison. You don't even eat, you know, poison b'Safek. But if it's just the Gavra, then it is not a problem. Okay, that's Chefza, Gavra, but here we have a similar idea about Psul HaGuf and Psul Tuma. Says the Gemara, Eisvei, Nitma, Another question that was asked, Nitma Osha Nifsal Habasar, if you have Kadshim that became Tameh or Pasal, Osha Yasach was the climb or it was Psul Yotze. Machlokas, what do you do now? You're in the middle of Yavoda. And it's clear that the Tosefta here is talking about only the Basar becoming a problematic. Tameh or Nifsal or Yasa. Right? What meaning what? There's nothing wrong with the blood. If there was something wrong with the blood, it wouldn't specify the basar. So where do you ever have a case where the basar has a problem, but the dam is not a problem? What's the nifsal habasar with what? That's what we assume. Maybe this is a hesach hadas case. That there's a hesach hadas on the basar, but the dam is still okay. So what do you do in that case? Rebbe Eliezer, Omar Yizrok. Rebbe Eliezer says, you still do zrikas hadam. Rebbe Eliezer is of the opinion, in Maseches Psachim, that even if there's no basar that's becoming mutter to eat, still you could be zorek the dam in order to achieve kapara for the person. Rabbi Yoshua, oh my law, Yezok, no. If there's no basar to be matired, so then you do not do zrikas adam at all. Umode Rabbi Yoshua, but Rabbi Yoshua does admit that if you did it, shim zara kortza, it does bring ritsui if you did it. Even though you shouldn't have done it, lachadchila, because there's no basar. So my nifsal, what does nifsal mean in this case? La be'ezach hadas doesn't mean ezach hadas, because after all, as Rashi explains, we're talking about a case where the dam is still okay. If the dam became nifsal, you wouldn't be able to do zrika at all, and the whole zrika wouldn't accomplish anything. So what must we be talking about here? La my nifsal, la be'ezach hadas. So I amrit bishlama psule tumahave. So if we're talking about if say psul tuma, like Rabbi Yochanan says, hiding the mishkachas on the maratzi tzitz. I understand how could be meratzeh, even if you did it when you weren't supposed to. The tzitz is always meratzeh on tumah. So psul tumah, if this is a zavat, right, it has a dinner, maybe it's tameh. So the tzitz could be meratzeh. Ela I am psul haguf havi. But if you say it's like what you Reish Lakish says, that it's a psul haguf inherently, so it sounds like it's more than just a chshash of tumah, it becomes an inherent psul on my hortza. So why does the tzitz bring risa? The tzitz on the Kohen Gadol brings an automatic kapara only for certain types of problems. Tumah problems. But this is not a tumah problem according to Reish Lakish. So the Gemara answers, it is a tumah problem. What does nifsal mean here? My nifsal b'tful yom. It doesn't mean nifsal b'hasach hadas. It means nifsal by a tful yom touching it. Tful yom we know is a sheni la tumah. And a din dar raisa, he can be matame. So ihachi hainu tame. It already says tame. So nitma o nifsal. So we're saying nifsal also means nitma. Shrek avni tama. Yeah, two types of tuma in that regard. Okay, so this takes us through issues of hesach hadas. Is an interesting, fascinating Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Emes Liakov in Parshas Ha'azinu, where he discusses the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says Mashiach's only going to come behesach hadas. Ein Mashiach ba ella behesach hadas. What exactly does that mean, behesach hadas? Well, we're not focusing on it. So it explains Rabbi Yaakov that it means that he's only going to come when we give up any hope of Mashiach coming through any human intervention means militarily. Meaning, obviously, we need human intervention in terms of mitzvos. But in terms of any kochi va'osem yadi, only when we come to that realization is Mashiach going to come. Only when we forget about Mashiach? No. When we keep thinking that all the Arabs and all the other nations of the world are going to let us do whatever we want there, and that's when Mashiach is going to come, vade lo tavo ha-geula. Ki chesed l'umim chatasu be'emes snuim anachnu, b'kol yeshvei tevel. Rakim nisyayish l'gamri me'esh liyos ke'elu v'navin ki ein lanu lishoein el avinu shemashamayim az yavo ben David diyegalenu geula amitis. That's when only it's going to happen. That's why when Moshe Rabbeinu was sent to Paro, first it got worse, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed them to be misyaish from any human intervention of the Geula, and then it got better, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Geulas Mitzrayim. Wonderful Emes Liakov about Hesach Hadas, about not focusing on something. Okay, he saw it. Ravin, when Ravin went up to Eretz Yisrael, Amr L'shmaitzei Kameid Reb Yirmiya, he said this statement in the name of Reb Yirmiya. Which statement? The statement of Reb Sheshes. That, we're going back now, that the shot of the Mishnah in Shrumos, that when you plant the item that was Tameh, it becomes Tahar, but it's still Aser to eat. So who is that referring to? Is that referring to Kohanim or Aser to eat it because of Hesach Hadas, or is it by Yisraelim referring Aser to eat it because it's still Truma? So Rav Shesha said that it's talking about Kohanim or Asiyah because of Hesach Hadas. So that's what Ravin said in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah. The Amar and Rabbi Yirmiyah responded, Bavloi Tipshoi, what silly Babylonians. Mishum Diyasvi Ba'ara Dachashucha, since they sit in a dark valley. Amrita Shvaitza the Machashkus, they said a dark statement. Lo Shami Lechu, didn't you hear the following? This is the basis for that mission in Trumos. Forget Hesach Hadas. No, the basis is that by Kashim and Truma, we always have a higher standard. A chumra drabanan, that's what we're about to see. It's a chumra drabanan hadr of Shimon, meaning meikar adin, it's not truma anymore, maybe, and there's not tame, and there's no problem for anybody to eat it. But we're machmir. Hada, Rib Shimon ben Lakish. That which Weish Lakish says, Mishmei Deraboshia, the following, Meichag Shenitmu, if you have Meichag, water that you were going to use for the Nisach Hamayim on Sukkos, that became Tameh. And it's a situation where you can't get more from the Shiloach. Why? It's Shabbos. You can't get more, and also it'll be a Tircha Yaseira, it'll be a tremendous Tircha to try to get the amount of water that you need using the Galgal in the Azara. So you just, what are you going to do? You're going to go over to the aqueduct in the Azara and connect the waters. Mechach and itmu hishika, and if you do what's called nishika, literally kissing, right? We do this by a mikvah also. Hishika, if you became tame, and then you were mashik the waters, the achachetisha, meaning if you weren't makdisha yet, first you got rid of the problem. You were mashik, and then you were makdisha yet, and then fine. Hikdisha, achachetisha, tameh. But if the opposite, if you were first makdisha, the mayim to be used for nisach mayim, and then you got rid of the problem, hishikan, that is still tame. Says the Gemara, why? Michdi, zriya ninu. Hashaka is a form of zriya, meaning we're kind of like replanting the water. Water is the only item that can become tar after it was tame. Right? If you have a food that became tame, it's tame. Right? If you have anything that became tame, it's tame. Only water. Water is the only thing that, even though after it was tameh, you could become tar. How? By connecting it to tahar water. So if you did this, so who cares? Why should there be a difference if you did it after you were makdish it? Mali yashikan v'akach hikdisha, mali yikdish v'akach hashikan. Alma, it must be a chumra drabanan, ein zriya lehekdish. Once something is hektish, we don't rely on the halacha of zriya, of replanting it, creating it. Sachanami, ein zriya lechumah. So that's the pshat of the Mishnah. Shad of the Mishnah is not because of Hesach Hadas. It's because of the Chumra of Ein Zriya LaHektish and Ein Zriya LaTruma. So it's a Maila that they did in that case. Yosef Rav Dimi v'kamel ha-shmaitza. Rav Dimi said this over. Amar le'Abaya, and Abaya said, Hikdishan, what is it limited to, this Chumra? Hikdishan b'kli kamar, is it limited to where you amakdash it in a kli, which is a very serious, intense hakdasha? Avol b'peh lo avid rabbanan maila. But if they were just makdash, the mayim b'peh, that wouldn't be the level yet. It's not so intensely kadosh yet, and therefore there's no maila. Odilma b'peh nami avid rabbanan maila. Or do we say even b'peh? So amar le, zulo shamati, I'm not sure about that. Hiyotzi b'shamati, but I heard something similar. Amar Rabbi Yevo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. And this is what this whole blot and a half was doing here. Because we had this brisa on yesterday's daf. Amar Rabbi Yavo, the statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Anovim shenitzmeu. If you have grapes that became tamei, we're going to relate to this. Darchan v'aka chedishan, they became tamei, and then you trample them and make grape juice, and then you amakdash it to horim. Then it's fine, because the inside, we're holding, like Rabbi Yochanan held in yesterday's daf, that the grape juice inside the grapes is just there as a, it's not absorbed in the peel, but it is just held like a container, mifkat pakid. So there, when it comes out, it's tahar. Hikdishim v'akach darchan tameim. But if you were first makdish it and then you trampled tameim, so then the grape juice is tameh. Aye. Why? Because of the mala. Because the mala asu, in this case, of kachim. But one minute, b'ho anavim to kudushas pen inu, anavim are like kudushas pe, you didn't put the grapes into anything, did you? V'ya filo haki as avid rabbana mila. So you see, rabbana did a mila, even by the grapes. So the Gemara says, no. Because by grapes, what other choice is there? And what are we talking about? Amar of Yosef, anavim ka'amrit. Hacha banavim shal truma askinon. We're talking about truma grapes, not hektish grapes, where there's no kli involved. All you do is be makdash b'peh. The kedushas peh ditu kedushas kli damya. The most you do is kedushas peh, so that's similar to the most you do by kachim kedushas kli. Avalhani deboy kli b'peh lo avod rabbanan maila. But could it very well be that where you do need a kli, like by kachim, it wouldn't be enough. You the halacha, the chumra of the maila wouldn't apply if you were just makdash it b'peh. Period. Says the Gemara, one extra section, Vidarchan afilu tuva. Now we're relating back to what we said earlier. In the case of trampling, it's going to be tahar. Even if you squeeze out a lot of it in large grapes at one time, it's also going to be tahar if you do it before you amakdash it. We have this. Anavim shenitma'u darchan pachos pachos mikabetza. Rabbi Yochanan says, anavim that were became tame, you have to do it very little at a time, so that every little that comes out, the grape is not big enough to be tame it. Maybe here too, it was so small. Or a different answer. Over there, what was Rabbi Yochanan referring to? A case where the grape touched the Rishon, so it is a Sheni. So therefore, we're talking about Kachim, so it could really be Matame if you didn't do it with very small amounts. Hacha denaga b'sheni. Here, the grape was touched by a sheni, so it itself is a shlishis. Therefore, there's less stringencies involved in terms of its being metame others. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Ben Hashem, we will continue. Ben Hashem, in the coming days. Again, tomorrow's daf starts with the issues of what you could use for matzah relating to chametz, but what you could use for matzah. Okay, we'll stop here.